This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, mine's a little dark. I just feel a lot of concern that 2024 may be the year of a black swan event.
Black swan. It is the favorite New World Order term. The New World Order would have us believe that a black swan event is an unfortunate event created by the Russians, MAGA domestic terrorists, or anonymous hackers. Not a looming premeditated war game genocidal treasonous act by an establishment fueled by the insanity of a totalitarian eugenicist movement that is now careening off the tracks. Like Event 201. With its strategic vaccination culling.
The scenario you will be presented with this morning could easily become one a shared reality one day. I fully expect that we will be confronted by a fast-moving, highly lethal pandemic of a respiratory pathogen.
COVID-19 mRNA genetic injections have killed
17 million people.
Yep.
Absolutely stunning. Can you please tell us more about the paper?
That's the global number. We studied many countries in Latin America and in the equatorial region, so we have a representative sample of the world, we believe. Many injections, it's what, it's 10% of the world population, 9% of injections, or the other way around. So the number we extract from our analysis allows us, we calculate the toxicity of the vaccine for all ages, and the number allows us, given the number of doses that have been given worldwide, to conclude that 17 million people would have been killed by this vaccine. And having it by time, like by week or by month, and by age group, means that you can actually see when there's a rollout of a booster, for example, which happens very quickly in time for a given age group, you can actually see immediately following it a maximum in the all-cause mortality. So an excess mortality actual peak that's temporally associated with that rollout. And we see that repeatedly for each rollout.
Consistently across all countries?
All the countries that have sufficient data where you're able to look at it and you have both the vaccine data and the mortality data, this is what we see.
There's a little company called Seagen that no one's ever heard of, and they are developing a new type of cancer drug called an ADC. It's like a chemotherapy drug that's designed to specifically target cancer cells while sparing healthy cells. Well, this company's been losing a lot of money, and Pfizer just bought them for $43 billion and admitted that they expect over $10 billion in revenue due to a massive rise in cancer over the next coming years. Now, gee, I wonder what possibly could be that Pfizer knows is going to increase the cancer rate. It couldn't be the Pfizer vaccine for COVID that had so many cancer-causing agents, including the SV40 simian virus that was found in the old polio vaccine that gave over 100 million people cancer.
The globalists have already clearly telegraphed that they are behind an inevitable black swan event, and the rabbit hole is deep.
But we also have to look ahead, because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it.
Larry Fink of BlackRock sent a letter out to the world saying that ESG is a priority for the asset manager and really was looking to encourage companies to embrace ESG.
I believe there will be a future, Eric, that all investments are going to be looked through sustainability.
The concept of providing Canadians with a universal basic income has sparked significant debate on if UBI is a viable solution for ensuring financial security.
The EU is investigating Elon Musk's X, formerly known as Twitter, while the bloc's regulator is probing the social media platform for its suspected failure to counter illicit content and disinformation, a lack of advertising transparency, and what it calls a suspected deceptive design of the user interface.
Enough Homeland Security, the FBI, and law enforcement in the U.S., they're not a...
All right, John Bound reports are usually 5 minutes long. This one's almost 10 minutes. It's very important. I'm going to put it out on X. In the next hour, it's also a Bandout video. Save some lives. Get it out, folks. They're getting ready to hit us again. I've got some breaking news on that. When we come back, we're going right to your phone calls. Please stay with us. The New World Order 2024 Black Swan Tell All. Very important, lengthy report for John. It's lengthy. It's only about 9.5 minutes. This is so important to share. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
It's Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm going to be broadcasting right through Sunday every day. I always do a Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. And I'll be live this Sunday, Lord willing. But Saturday, we haven't decided the exact time yet. I think it's about 6 o'clock at night. We're going to have a very special live, commercial-free transmission with some very special guests. And believe me, you'll want to tune in. And I'm going to leave it at that. It'll be a very interesting surprise. Some big, big guests. Basically as big as you can get. So look for that. Coming up this Saturday, InfoWars.com/show. And I'll tell you more about it very, very soon. All right. Some stations don't carry that first five, but a lot of stations do. So we aired a John Bound report. It's more lengthy than most of his reports. It's 9.5 minutes long. We'll put it on screen for folks. And that is the Black Swan event and how the globalists are basically in a tell-all concerning the Black Swan event. And it's posted at band.video. It's posted on the front page of InfoWars.com. The New World Order 2024 Black Swan Tell. And for those that don't play poker, they basically tip their hand. Very important report. I'm going to have it posted as soon as we can in the next hour on X. And we can only get to half of it during that short segment. I'm tempted to air the whole thing here to millions because you need to see it. You need to understand it. We have top scientists with the nations that have reporting data, so it's higher than that. 17 million conservatively killed by the shots. The rest infected with prion crystals that basically create cancer and cut the DNA strand right at the key spot. I mean, they have hit us and hit us hard with a soft kill, delayed reaction weapon. I'm sorry to have to announce that to you. But that's why the illegal aliens are exempt. They want them as the new replacement population. But it's just the reality, and it's horrifying. Here's some more of the news on that front. And then we're going to your phone calls. Mass mandates return to healthcare facilities across the U.S. In blue cities and blue states, liberals celebrate. And now they're saying they're going to bring it back to the airports. I told you this back in August. They plan to bring it in the fall and winter. And we've held it back partially, but here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Pandemic forever. L.A. County reinstates healthcare facility mask mandate. And now the businesses and everything else are following suit. Told you they were going to try that. We have all these bizarre videos that Mike Cernovich retweeted, reposted, people out protesting, demanding the mask come back. Very, very sad, mindless people. Now, here's the really big report. Zero Hedge, it's also AP Reuters everywhere over the weekend. Experts say new COVID strain will cause global heart failure pandemic. Global heart failure pandemic. And they go in and say, oh, scientists around the world and in Japan, they've looked at the new variant. It has a spike protein on it. They all do. the HIV spike protein, and it attacks the heart and causes viral myocarditis. But wait, if it's just the new strain causing it, why have we seen record heart failure, myocarditis, blood clots, strokes since the shot started in January of 2021? Why does the EPA's own fact sheet in October 2020, months before the shot started, predict a list of probable side effects or adverse reactions? Heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, strokes. And that's just the side effect of these babies going in and attacking all your DNA and your testicles and your ovaries. Big report up on Infowars.com. Experts say new COVID strain will cause global heart failure pandemic. Oh, that's what did it. 231 current former U.S. military service members demand military leaders be court-martialed over forced COVID vaccine, which was experimental and illegal by law. Service members were significantly harmed by these actions. That's what the letter first was put out. Now tens of thousands have signed on. That's making a big splash. That's good. We're going to have some guests on Thursday dealing with that. Here's a Fox News report. Dr. Mark Siegel on what's behind the decline in U.S. life expectancy for the first time ever. Up 25% among 35 to 44-year-olds and up 90% among 25 to 34-year-olds. But the vaccine, which supposedly saved lives, nobody is studying what the long-term effects of the vaccine here are. That's also an elephant in the room. Didn't save any lives. It was all lies. Congressman Matt Gaetz supports anti-vax mandate, declaration of military accountability. That's important. 1 month after receiving COVID jab injection, woman develops arthritis. Yep. New study with safety concerns about the COVID shots arise. New safety concerns about the COVID shots arise. That's quite the stack of news on that front, isn't it? I've got more border news. I've got articles and videos, mainstream news about the globalists consuming baby flesh. We've got Sandra Bullock talking about it. We're also going to get into more of that report from Boston, Georgetown University professor, former CIA, about the intel agencies already involved in stealing the next election 10 months out, and so much more today. But now I want to go to your phone calls. We're going to skip this break. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Alex, I want to discuss Vivek Ramaswamy. For one, Alex, in the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, it says, "Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee. From your own people you shall choose your king." Now, the fact is, Napoleon was born in Corsica of Italian heritage, and he went on to lead the French to disaster. Hitler, he was an Austrian, he wasn't a German, and he went on to lead Germany to disaster. And likewise, Stalin was a Georgian, he wasn't Russian, and I would argue he led Russia to disaster. Now, the fact is, ever since Andrew Jackson, every president of the United States had at least one American-born parent. And to me, that is the meaning of a natural-born citizen. And yet here we have Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, without any American-born president. We have Nikki Haley, the presidential candidate, without any American-born president.
And we have Obama, it's questionable, and all the rest of it. So
yes.
What is your point about Vivek Ramaswamy?
Well, he likewise has no American-born parents, so I would consider him not a natural-born citizen. I want to now the court might have, and you know the courts are filled with hacks, and court cases get overturned all the time. But the fact of the matter is, how do we know either of these people were brought up there as from their foreign-born parents to be agents for their home country. And I noticed Vivek Ramaswamy is very bellicose towards China. Alex, how do we know this guy isn't going to want to use America to wage war against China to benefit his country?
All right, I appreciate your call. You made your points. Look, Vivek Ramaswamy is not going to win this election. Trump gets the vast majority of the Republican votes in the primary. He gets 70% in national polls. They're trying to prop up Nikki Haley. Trump, I know, would never, that's directly from Trump. No way in hell he's going to bring her in as his vice president. That's a rumor. Trump laughed about it when it was brought up to him directly. I'm going to leave it at that. Ramaswamy is doing serious damage to the globalists. When he goes on these debates and when he travels the country and does dozens of interviews a day, I said I'm going to skip the break, guys. All right, let me get back to where I was, okay? So, I don't know enough about him because he hasn't been around that long. And people have the ability to change as well. Look at Elon Musk. He wasn't born here.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And so I guess these topics of Ramaswamy and of Trump and nukes, enter the equation. I've heard Trump say we'd have peace overnight through strength because the U.S. funds 80% of what's happening over there. I agree with Trump's statement. I didn't see any big wars under Trump. I saw a major de-escalation and the Abraham Accords and the deal with North Korea and peace with Russia. I did see Trump stand up to China on the economic front. I thought that was good. I mean, we have Biden again last Friday saying, you better get ready for war. If I don't get this $106 billion, we're going to be fighting the Russians. And they're trying to bring Ukraine to NATO and then say they're attacking a NATO country. And so do you think Biden or maybe Gavin Newsom would be better? I mean, just go ahead and elaborate. So you think Trump's not fit to be the commander-in-chief?
No, I think that he has an old school view of the military. He has an old school view of big pharma, and he has an old school view of American power. And we're entering a phase where America is going to need to accommodate and get along a little bit rather than just say, we're going to lock you down financially. A bunch of new countries joins the monetary alliance of the BRICS today, and it's going to have a tremendous impact. I just think the key is that the COVID shot weakened the military. General Flynn just retweeted the letter from all the service members saying that we believe that this was designed to bring down the American military. If you've got a commander in chief that won't accept that the shot was used to bring down our military, how's that problem going to get
resolved? No, I hear you. The big elephant in the room is Trump wanted to get the economy going, and they lied to him and said it was safe and effective, and it wasn't. And it was, and then he won't admit he's wrong. I mean, that's just something that's there. What we know is the deep state doesn't want him reelected. He's awake now. Behind the scenes, he knows what's going on. And so it's a decision the voters are going to have to make, except the deep state's trying to take him off the ballot saying you don't have the right. Let me ask you this, Peter. You believe the American people have a right to vote for who they want to, right?
Absolutely. I believe just like if a parent told a child, though, there's a thing called psychological reactance, where the fact that somebody's telling you you can't do something increases your desire to do that thing. And for someone like a rebellious teen, your parent says, stay away from illegal drugs. They might have fentanyl mixed in.
Sure, but it's bigger than that, and I appreciate your call. The economy was a lot better under Trump, and we all know it. And people are sick of the corrupt judicial and criminal justice system, so they know a railroad job when they see it. I mean, it's a lot more than just, you know, dad tells you don't smoke marijuana, so you go smoke it. And, you know, I'll say this for black people because I've seen the statistics. Guess what group of people, except for George Floyd, are the lowest group consuming fentanyl? It's black people. They hear this will kill you the first time you take it, and then they'll make damn sure they're not, you know, smoking dope that's got it or whatever. But a lot of these marijuana pens that are made on the black market have it in it, and it's killed a bunch of people I know. It's family members. I'm pissed. So we all need to get like the black people. and worry about something that's killed 120,000 plus people last year alone that we know of. And that's the ones that were diagnosed by a pathologist, a coroner. A lot of people never got tested right, so it's probably way higher. I mean, this is a plague, folks. You know, it's terrible that 1,500 Jews died in the sneak attack on southern Israel. Okay, great. Go kill the leaders of Hamas. Don't just carpet bomb the whole area. They did finally kill one of the leaders, finally. But that's the biggest thing in world history and bigger than Pearl Harbor. And it's like saying January 6th is bigger than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. That's insulting. Okay? And so What about the hundreds of thousands of Americans dying from these shots and from the fentanyl? That's hitting everybody. Jews, Gentiles, Asian, white, black, Hispanic. I mean, you know, to me, I look at the big statistics and I talk about what's really going on. We shared a report earlier, the globalist black swan tell, stuff on InfoWars.com, with top scientists, national graphs from the insurance companies, from the governments, 17 million people dead from the shot conservatively. Most numbers are 23 million. I mean, folks, you know, that's not just some number. That's real. That means the globalists are going for broke. They're getting ready to release some new virus. And that's what I'm focused on, okay? And remember, the illegal aliens are exempt. They don't try to push it on them. Nathan in Virginia, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for letting me through. Great to talk to you. Appreciate everything you're doing.
Appreciate you.
Hey, I called to talk about Epstein's client list because I got a feeling that it's going to be the RFK, Trump, all the people they don't like is going to show up on that, and they're throwing Bill Clinton under the bus just so it looks fair.
Well, I will say this. I will say this. If it turns out Trump ever went to Epstein Island, I will remove any support from him. But I know Roger Stone very well, and I know people that know Trump well, a lot of people, I'll leave it at that. I know women that have dated Trump, prominent women. I know friends of his, people that stay at his house when they go there. Roger was his wingman in between divorces, and so Roger knows all about Trump's proclivity. He gets devoted to one woman at a time. It's totally obsessed with him, totally nice to him. He's a neat freak. He wants testing. He puts Purell on his hands constantly. And everybody that knows him, he's super cool, playing golf, everything. He always thought Epstein was creepy. Something like 15 years ago, he'd been on his plane once when they offered a flight from New York down to Palm Beach, where they both, you know, live in that general area with Trump's Mar-a-Lago. And he told Roger he got invited to a pool party or a party. And he gets there, there's all these teenagers, and he goes, oh, that's nice. Let's the neighborhood kids in there. They go, no, these are the entertainment. And Trump left immediately. So that's speculation. But if they put out a client list, and here that's possible that it could be fake because Epstein's dead. And that's something very possible. So we'll have to decide, is it a fake list they put in? Because the CIA was in charge of that with Mossad and MI6. All three of those groups just come out were running it. Would they put out a fake flight log list to get Trump? Or did he really go there? I think that's really an important question. I mean, are you going to believe them if they put it out? I personally am not, just from my past research and experience. See, I've studied not really sociology or psychology, but I don't have the terms, use the terms they do. I just see how it works. And so Trump's type is bombshell imposing supermodels, which a lot of guys are intimidated by. I'm not intimidated by a big, powerful, in their prime woman that just comes and jumps on top of you. But these creepy old globalists, they're into kids because they like the evil of it, the power of it. And they show pictures of, you know, Trump's daughters sitting in his lap. And they go, oh, look, he's a pervert. I show you pictures of my daughter sitting in my lap. So it's just ridiculous. And, you know, my 20-year-old daughter, almost 20, 19, I was just hunting with her and hanging out at my dad's property. She was constantly sitting in my lap and kissing on me. That's my daughter. There's nothing sick about that. People have sick things in their head that think that. So my daughters love me. They're constantly kissing me and hugging me because I'm their daddy. But elaborate on what you know what? Stay there. Did he hang up? Which caller is he? Nathan. Nathan, don't hang up. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. I don't want to cut you short. But I think that's why I take calls. I don't think that's why I take calls. That's why I like to take calls. Because I think what he brought up is something I didn't even think of that. And now that he says it, now that Nathan says it, we're all going, oh, yeah. I know this. They filed fake stuff on me in court. They got up there and said, we've examined his books, certified, never examined the books. Didn't put it in evidence. He's got $400 million. I had a couple million bucks in the bank and had bills of over that amount. So I was upside down at the trial. Hadn't paid the bills yet. And I said, here's my certified bankruptcy. Here's my certified tax returns. And she said, nope, you've got a lot of money. You're not speaking. And they put that fake guy up there on the stand. So I'll tell you, unless I see forensically studied photos and witnesses seeing Trump there, I don't believe it. And I think that's really what it comes down to. I want to see witnesses he was there. I want to see photos.
Hi,
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Harvard, race war, New World Order, CIA plant. I'm not saying CIA, but the whole race war thing is, admittedly, Carnegie Foundation, CIA run it about the country. She's resigned. Harvard President Gay resigns. Harvard Crimson student newspaper reports. What a horrible, plagiarizing, racist piece of crap. But they're all like that, folks, weaponized against the country to make you hate yourselves. More Jeffrey Epstein news. Watch. Jeffrey Epstein's brother told medical records don't exist on day of mysterious death. Yeah, because they broke his neck in three places. Meanwhile, Hezbollah is threatening to target Tel Aviv in light of the assassination of Salah al-Arari, one of the top heads of Hezbollah. IDF in the north of the country ramp up on high alert. Anticipated of escalated hostilities with Hezbollah in the southern Lebanon is high. Concerns include potential long-range rocket missiles attacks following the Beirut airstrike. Hamas leader Abu Amir was allegedly among six killed in Beirut suburb drone attack, along with Salah al-Arari. I don't know how you say that. Breaking Netanyahu's party members congratulates IDF for Beirut strike, West Bank mobilization, and attack announced against Israel. So things are escalating very, very, very quickly on that front. We'll continue to track all of that as it unfolds. But let's get into some of these articles. I'm going to go to Nathan in Virginia on his point about Trump. Bill Clinton soon unmasked as John Doe 36, identified over 50 names on Jeffrey Epstein's client list. Nearly 200 names of Jeffrey Epstein's clients expected to be made public today, but you know the courts. Might be a month from now. Bill Clinton to be identified as previously redacted Jeffrey Epstein documents, Fox News. Here's some of the flight logs. Tony Blair, Mike Bloomberg, going to Epstein Island. I mean, look at Tony Blair. Think he's evil? I mean, these guys are absolutely evil. Evil incarnate. Bill Gates' wife distancing herself more from him, his ex-wife now. That's just some of the news. But I wanted to go back, if you just joined us, to Nathan, who got cut short by me interrupting in the break. Bringing up, this is a really important question. I should have thought of this. What if Trump did go to Epstein Island? And I'm not saying he did. The media is going to run with that. Jones asked, did he go? I'm not saying that. I don't believe he did. But it's been years they've had this. The CIA went in and cleaned up his Zorro Ranch in New Mexico and his pervert sex dungeon in Paris and his pervert sex dungeon in New York and his pervert sex temple, child molestation, satanic temple in the Caribbean. What makes you think they wouldn't put Trump's name on the list as a surprise? But no witnesses ever said Trump went there. They saw Bill Clinton, all of them. Bill Clinton says, well, there are no witnesses that I did anything. Nobody says anything. Yeah, because they're all dead or paid off. Of course, they're going to say King Charles's brother was there because he was. But I'm not just going to defend Trump. But I'll tell you this, if they bring out some document now, they've had years and years, and now Epstein's dead, they could put Santa Claus's name on there. Hell, they could put my name on there. That's how these people operate. Remember when I was getting sued, they got all the discovery on us, including unopened emails. They wanted all of them. Court said give them to them. And they later said I didn't give them anything. And then, lo and behold, hidden links, invisible links to child porn were found. We didn't find it. We never opened the email. But somebody attacking me for questioning the shooting. And the FBI put a letter out saying Jones is the victim of this. He had never opened or sent child porn. But because the court ordered us to hand over the raw email, they scanned it, found the hidden links and national headlines. Jones sent child porn to shooting victim's parents. Not true, not real, but they'll do it. Nope. I don't believe Trump was ever there. There's no evidence he was ever there. But what do we do if they put him on the list? Or are you actually saying you'd believe them over Trump? Like, oh, there's photos with Trump. There's photos of Trump with hundreds of thousands of people. There's photos of me and Trump and video. Does that mean Trump agrees with me on everything? Or I with he? No. He's a celebrity. So that's all they got. And we have the left funding transgenderism and funding sexualization of children. We have them coming after our children in the school, sexualizing them. We have them trying to break up the families and put children on the fast track to be castrated. We have the Democrats battling to put all this pedophilic stuff on school shelves. We have Bill Gates wanting to rape our bodies with these shots, hanging out with Epstein all the time. We have the real evidence of who's doing this. And so this red herring I always see of Trump photographed a few times with Epstein at these big socialite parties, of course. And so I've been photographed with movie stars. Hell, I'm in movies with Keanu Reeves and Robert Downey Jr. and Winona Ryder and Woody Harrelson. And I'm not saying if they did anything wrong. No, I mean, Keanu's really nice. Winona's nice. Woody's great. We're friends. Been friends with Keanu. Haven't been in contact with him in a long time. He's a fan of the show. Had dinner a few times. But he asked for more of my films, brought them to him. Got to know him good when I was an advisor on the set and also in the movie, Shared Ugly. But if something comes out randomly about Rick Linkletter, been good friends with him for like 23 years, 24 years. I'm not saying Rick's done anything wrong. He's a great guy. But I'm just saying, or something came out I did that I didn't do. Are they all guilty now? So I'm not an apologist for Trump, but I am an apologist for due process. And Trump's had a bunch of lies thrown at him, and none of it's been true. Nathan, though, you raised this point I should have thought of. Is that what you're thinking is going to happen?
Yeah, I think the timing is just too perfect for, you know, all of a sudden, all these years later, after keeping it hidden so long, they've had time to doctor it up and put what they want in, and now they're going to throw it out. And I think it's going to take RFK's probably going to be on it because I think he was on some of the flight logs at some point. They're going to get rid of two of one. Or they think they're going to. But what I really think we need to be extremely careful of, what I'm more scared of than anything, is that, you know, Trump was easily influenced by his advisors before that were dead wrong. And, you know, his ties with Bill Gates and stuff, he admits to that. We really got to watch him hold his feet to the fire. If he's going to be the next president, he needs to know what the deep state really is and what the swamp really is. It's not just a catchphrase, but he needs to not help those people. Not, you know, the stuff he did with the vaccines was bad. The stuff he did with the bump stock, that's the whole reason we're fighting the pistol brace ban stuff now, because, you know, he helped the ATF weaponize that agency as a legislative agency instead of an enforcement agency. Like, I really like the way Vivek talks. He talks, and he actually knows what actual deep state is. And when you listen to Trump, he doesn't give any indication that he has, you know, much of an idea really what's going on.
Well, he's got a better understanding now, but I hear you. I mean, I'm not a lesser to evil guy, but we're not voting for Gavin Newsom and for Obama again.
Well, Lord, no, but that's what I'm saying. That's why we need to be the ones to clean our own house, hold his feet to the fire.
I agree with you, and I appreciate
these people.
And I appreciate your call. That's a really good point, and we really should be thinking about that. I hadn't thought, what if they forge his name on there? There's nobody to stop him. Wow. Because it was the feds that have had that this whole time and kept it sealed. Wow. Then all they got to do is blackmail the judge, or maybe the judge never got the real list. They say there's a couple names that are redacted. Who are the two names they're taking off the list? People say, oh, why'd he fly, I think it was twice, from New York to Florida? Because they live in the same place. That's what rich people do. They all fly on each other's jets. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Wild in Wisconsin. Wild, you're on the air. Welcome.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100.
ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
On the side of a highway, and then somebody pulls up with a group of 23-year-olds that are wearing blindfolds and turn loose in the middle of a highway with cars coming down the road at 100 miles an hour, and the people driving the cars have blacked-out windshields. And you're sitting there watching the school bus pull up. They're leading the children out, and they're just walking them one at a time out, and these cars are just smashing them and driving over them. And it's just, it's so wild to then, say on X, get into the liberal areas and see their posting, and it's so delusional. It's just, they are so mind-controlled. It's really sad. I appreciate your call. I mean, I can't think of any other analogies. It's like an asteroid's coming, and they know 10 years out that it's going to hit the Earth with the trajectory, and they've got plenty of time to launch some spacecraft with hydrogen bombs on it, and they've done all the math, and they know if they hit it with this many megatons, it'll blow the asteroid into so many pieces or it'll redirect it off its course. And they just decide to not stop it. And then now it's a year away. And they got photos of it, crisp, clean photos of it, and they know the day it's going to hit. And they just sit there and giggle and laugh. And they tell you you're a traitor if you want to stop it. Total death cult insanity. But as negative as that is, I talk on air and off air to the most influential people in the media on earth, and they're on board. They and I'm not bragging when I say this. I want listeners to know this. They call me. They say, "Well, Jones, what about this? What about that? What's going to happen next?" And I send them information, and then I see them talk about it the next day. And it's not just some of the most prominent people. I mean, I get a lot of stuff to Trump. I'll leave it at that. I get a lot of stuff to Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, you name it. I mean, I get on the line here. And I'm not going to, you know, like Fight Club. There's two rules, Fight Club. Don't talk about Fight Club. The other rules, don't talk about Fight Club. I'm not going to talk about other stuff going on. But there are a lot of really serious people that want a pro-human future and are saying we need to not destroy civilization, because if the globalists turn it off to try to kill the majority of people, that'll cause mass war and the globalists themselves will be destroyed. I mean, that's just common sense. But people like Elon Musk don't have a death wish. Bill Gates and other people are crazy. But they just got away with killing 17 to 23 million people. The low number is 17. And that's just the beginning. So let that. So of course he's on an airplane going to an island where they rape kids. They're all about raping. They don't just rape children. They rape your medical freedom. They rape your body. They rape your life. They rape your soul. These are sick, committed to evil people that are dialed into a satanic force. Tucker Carlson last week was giving a speech. I meant to send it to the crew. I don't think I did. It was when I was on Jimmy Dore. They played a clip. Will you guys find that? Tucker Carlson clip, Jimmy Dore. I think it's like an hour and a half in. Maybe 2 hours in. It was a three-hour interview. Tucker says, you know, I've grown up around Washington. I've grown up around the elites. Yeah, usually they were greedy and bad. But, you know, they were doing something because the political group paid them to do it. It was about money and power. The globalists are going out of their way to destroy civilization, even themselves, because they're a death cult. And that's the term we've all really come to. I'm not saying who coined it, because it's been used before to talk about Jim Jones and people, but this is a real death cult. You know, you see these headlines about Giuliani. You see these women in there and what they were doing in Georgia that night, the footage. And then the judge says, I default you, the women are innocent, tells the jury, you can't put any evidence on Giuliani. You can't talk. You're guilty. Now we're going to see the damages, $147, $146 million. I forget what it was. Guys, look up the number out of that situation. It's the same thing where they default you. And then they attacked him and said, and he's selling un-FDA-approved supplements. He's a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, they tried to ban supplements in 1996. They passed a federal law. It's like Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the right of the press, or to peaceably assemble, or petition the government for redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law. Well, it's 148. Okay, $1 million more. 148 million. I thought 147 is what my memory told me. So, sit back for a minute. And by the way, he doesn't have $2 million. He's broke. But the point is that you can buy those same supplements at Whole Foods. You can buy them from me. Nobody says Whole Foods or H-E-B or Piggly Wiggly or Publix or Safeway is running a scam when they sell vitamins or herbal teas. But when we do, unauthorized. There is no jurisdiction of the FDA over supplements, so they're not approved. They have a law, though, if you call it a drug, then they can come after you. They don't want you knowing that almost all viral infections caused by vitamin D3 deficiency. They don't want you know that almost all cognitive disability is from lack of iodine. That's a fact. Government used to put it in the salt. Now they don't, since the late 70s. IQs went up 15 points. They tried to put it in the salt by law in the 1920s. Deformities went way down. And yeah, this is a plug mixed in with news. Giuliani sold unapproved supplements, like an unapproved drug. There is no jurisdiction. Like, IRS shuts down unapproved church. IRS has no jurisdiction over churches. What do you think drugs are? They're pharmaceutical copies of what was already there naturally. You know, aspirin works really good. That's just a plant. You know, tea, coffee gets you stimulated. It's a plant. And they just sit there like we're morons, ladies and gentlemen. You know, eucalyptus opens up your sinuses. It's a plant. But they can't patent a plant, so they'll find something in a plant or fish oil. They're now patenting a version of that. They'll change the molecule, and then they say they own it. So this is an example how Jones sells unapproved supplements. Because there's no jurisdiction. So, please support the broadcast and get these evil supplements they don't want you to have. Ours are the very best out there. The cleanest, best iodine in atomic form. Nobody else has it. Others claim they do. They don't. X2. Selling out. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock, TurboForce, 10 hours of energy, all the best known amino acids and other key compounds with wide-spectrum natural stimulants that are time-released. So it's 10 hours on average of clean energy. Unlike, their stuff will keep you up for 10 hours, but you'll feel like you were hit by a truck the next day. We have other nootropics as well. They're all different. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra. But TurboForce is back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It's all happening right now, but we're going to have to end the sale early next week because a bunch of stuff starting to sell out or is already sold out, like the fish oil. So if you want to get Winter Sun, highest quality D3 to boost your immune system, you're crazy if you don't take it. Ours is the best. Take it out of the tongue. For better absorption, InfoWarsStore.com. It's 40% off. Get Winter Sun. Get HGH Max Boost. It's selling out. Get Testosterone Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost. It's close. You'll sell it the next month. Pain MD, great natural pain relief. Pain MD, 7076 Testosterone Boost. All at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But that's a government globalist deception, not wanting you to know the power of organic vitamin C or D3 or B12. Oh, they're selling that unauthorized stuff. The FDA doesn't approve of that. See how they manipulate the word, like they don't approve, like you were bad to mommy. You just don't know. They don't approve because they're not in the department to approve. It's not their business. Thank God Congress did the right thing. They tried to ban it. Europe's basically banned supplements. They're like, on average, one-tenth as strong as what can be sold here. It's baloney. One time I was watching like one of these doctor shows on ABC, or Lister sent me a clip, and I watched the whole thing. And later I said, I bet Bill Gates funded that. I looked it up. Bill Gates paid for the whole production. And then there's an Alex Jones character that sells evil supplements, who's a talk show host. Why don't they want you taking these, but they want you taking the COVID deadly shots that have killed 17 million people at least? InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Awakening. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists launched the Next Great Renaissance. It's been discounted now on Amazon. If you want to pay $17 at Amazon for the big 400-page hardcover, do it. If you don't have the money, get it at Amazon. Drop it to number one. But if you want to support the broadcast, get it at InfoWarsStore.com, a signed or an unsigned copy. And that's what makes this show possible. Those of you that have bought the book are the reason we're still on air. And look how we persevered and fought together, and now we're reaching tens of millions a day conservatively on X. And the establishment's pulling their hair out. I've painted a bigger target on my ass, but I don't care. I didn't come to do this to play games. So get the book, The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com, and get The Great Reset if you haven't read it. Or call toll free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Hour number three, and I'm going right to Daryl, Alan, Bev, Robert, Michael, Bart, Dylan, Mark, everybody, your calls are coming up. Hour number three, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.